Tom Zeratura now joining us outside the Beaver bench. Hard-fought win tonight, Tom. Congrats.
Thanks, thanks, guys. It was. It was a tough game. There wasn't a lot of easy ice, and, you know, they slowed things down for us early. It was hard on us a little bit. It was just hard to get into a rhythm, as you saw.
Did you start too fast?
You know what,
question
is
that
well,
might be.
No, you know, it's not. I don't know if it's a strange question at all because I'm always – you know what? You're always nervous as a coach when you pop one right away. You are, and so I don't know. You know, the bottom line is I thought we had good jump early. We got the one, but, you know, then I thought the first eight or nine went pretty good. Our rhythm was good, and then they started obviously trapping us right there, and they really slowed us down. We couldn't pressure the puck on the forecheck. It just kind of – we were a little discombobulated right there, and it wasn't easy for us. And all we tried to do the second period, you saw it, all we wanted to do was we wanted to stretch. We wanted to go north immediately, get pucks behind their D. And I thought we did a pretty good job of that just to get them out of their rhythm.
Yeah, and that's just it, Tom. I mean, the first, the first part of the game, first part of the first period, you guys said we're on your game, and then the penalties kind of slowed things down, and then they get that goal. But I thought in the second period you were able to really change the game up and really hold them offensively while taking the lead, and then a really solid defensive third period for you guys.
Well, I thought the second period, you know, if we stretched well and if we chipped pucks well and if we went north quick, we'd be in good shape because of the long line changes in the second period, guys. And we thought that could work to our advantage, and I think it did.
Does Kyle Bowman ever not score on a breakaway?
I don't know, but, boys, he's a heck of a hockey player, eh, guys?
Yeah, he's really caught on here. And it seems like once you get one or two, you know, he played early on and had some opportunities, couldn't cash in. But once he started to get on the score sheet, it just seems that, you know, he's gained so much more confidence. He's all over the ice for you.
Nah, he's a heck of a player.
Is there a line in college hockey as fast as any two Fitzgeralds or three with Kyle Bowman in there?
They got some jump, there's no doubt. But, hey, there's some quick lines. I mean, there's some quick – good lines, and but those guys got some they got some fast twitchers, no question.
Well, you know, the third period again, I thought you guys did a really good job of not really giving them a whole lot of high quality scoring opportunities. Then you get to the last 30 seconds, of course, all bets are off with the goaltender pulled, but Bitzer stands tall at the end there with that flurry that the Seawolves are throwing at you.
That was scary, you know. Scary as we, you know, we went for the rim, and they, you know, we went for the rim, and you know what you do, you're on your clears, and they seal the walls off well and kept the puck in.
Best of luck tomorrow night, Tom.
Thanks, guys.